16th Perek of Oilas, 2nd Mishnah. This is describing the halacha of the previous Mishnah. Ketzet kushru tochu v'koisel. There's some type of stick that's used for spinning. It was stuck into the wall, but this is less than a tefach wide. Chatzi zayis mitato, chatzi zayis malgava. The half a zayis of a dead person underneath it, and another half over above it. Avi she'en mechuvonas, even though they're not one against the other, tamei. That they are, it is tamei. Why? Because the rule is that it brings tum on itself, no matter how small it is. And it combines, here's the chish, it combines the two half of zaysim, which is exposed to also. Nimsa, maybe it's a tumah latzma kolshio, no matter how thin it is, if there's two parts of it are above or underneath tumas mace, that's some total is a gezais, it's tame. Hakadosh u'oiva, a person who makes pottery is walking, vasalok teifo, and he has a basket on his shoulders. The held tzito achas al kever, part that was jutting out was mile over the kever, protruded over a dead kever of a dead person. A kelim shemsad sheni tahirim, the kelim, it was on a pole, and the kelim on the other side of the pole would be tahir because the pole is not a pesach tefach, so it doesn't cause the tumah to extend to the other side. Midin oil, and yesh pesal pesach tefach to me, but the sal is wide and it's a full tefach. Then anything underneath the sal or would become tummy, or even over the sal, because it'll spread underneath and then it'll spread it over the sal. Atluya is akravim bein le'ir bein le'derech, mounds, which is concern of dead people or dead babies being born, being buried in these areas. So echad chadoshes ve'echad yishonis tmei, whether the new ones or old ones, they are tummy. But the ones that are far away from the roads and the city, Chadoshes, Tahar, the new ones are Tahar. We assume nobody was buried there. But Yishonis Tameya is because we're concerned that maybe there was some path next to it and people buried then and they stopped using that path or that city. Ezuk Raiva Hamishim Ama. Karav means it's within 50 amas of the city or the roads. Yeshona means Shishim Shona Divi Rabbi Meir. That's a Meir's opinion, says in order to be considered old, it had to be around for 60 years. Rabbi Yudaima Kravish and Kravim Imenu. The closest roads around the city are the ones that are with Choshish for Tumah, and the other ones we are not, or at least we're concerned less about it. And the Yeshona Shein Adam Zaycha. Yeshona means that people do not remember how long it's been there. So it's been for an unknown amount of time. Then we concerned. Then only then are we concerned that it was once in a populated area. Now it isn't. But if it's known the status of it, even if it was around for more than 60 years, then since it's further away from the city, more than Chamisha Amis, we could assume that it's Torah.